There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jihadists go after the Queen of England. Trump attacks Megyn Kelly, but it doesn't affect him in the NBC poll, the latest one out. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we swing into yet another big week. A lot of questions still on the bounce back from that first Republican debate. There are clearly some things that happen in favor of some of the candidates, and some are sitting maybe in a worse situation. Donald Trump really under fire for a whole bunch of things that he said. And over the weekend, especially on Sunday, which is the Sunday fun day pundits world, and that means that everybody had their say about Trump and his seriousness as a candidate in his Make America Great Again campaign. How did he do? Did he fall flat in the debates? Was Fox out to get him? That was one of the things that was being talked about, to torpedo him, because the Republican Party thinks that he is a pain in their rear ends, and they would be much happier if he dumped out. So where do you stand after watching Trump, seeing him, hearing these blood remark comments that Trump made that are being parceled around, and is he anti-woman? And then he comes out and says, women are amazing executives, they're phenomenal. You know, it's always about what do they say, and then finally what do you come back and say? And I think people are definitely not used to Trump. They're used to seeing him on the TV commercials and his television products and when he's reacting to all kinds of things. But as a candidate, do you like your candidate with spin, or do you like your candidate with no spin? Let's go out to Tomas right at the top. If you want to chime in, you can too. 855-266-5283.
855-266-5283.
Hey, Tomas. Hi, Kate. What's up, man? What do you think?
I probably, when I spoke last time, I had missed the first
debate
question, the first questions that they asked Trump, which really, you know, established a demeanor for the whole debate and really angered a lot of people. But I thought Trump did well on those first two. You know, he stood his ground and lifted up his hand and says, no, I'm not backing down. I will form a third party if I have to. And right. Then when Megan asked him these supposedly hardball questions, you know, I think he hit him out of the park like home runs. He said, hey, it's a TV show. You know, I can't remember what I said. And realistically, they weren't hardball. You know, if you're Donald Trump, guess what? They're going to ask you women and bankruptcy. That's number one and number two. That's like, you know, that show where that you have to pick the answer. If you put Donald Trump in a debate, what questions are going to come up? The first one is women, 85%. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
And the next one is bankruptcy. Yeah. So, I mean, he did all right in the debate. He screwed himself up, maybe on purpose afterwards, but because he is out there slapping down the people who slap everybody else down. You know, I don't want to say the word for female dog, but he's slapping the bee slappers.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The untouchables, he is knocking them out.
I agree with that. Yeah.
The media
yeah.
people are scared. For example, Kate, if you had tomorrow, if you got a call tonight saying Donald Trump wanted to be on your show,
mm-hmm.
There would be a little trepidation there, right?
No. I would jump into it in a second.
Yeah, I know, because you're Irish, but...
No, no, I would. In fact, a friend of mine in New Hampshire, it's so funny, Tomas, that you say that, because he's trying to get Trump on the show for me. It's just pinning him down for times and whatever, and I may have him on the show. I think Trump, here's the thing, and you're really nailing it. Trump is shooting down all the nonsense out there because he doesn't care. I mean, he is politically incorrect. He says what he thinks. That's always been Donald Trump. I grew up outside of New York. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people like about him, is that he is knocking down the power brokers, all these people who are supposedly untouchable. He is slapping them.
Right.
Now the thing about a debate, you know, some people say, you know what, Fox missed an opportunity to ask questions from the right perspective.
Right.
When you know,
You're right.
And some people are saying we wanted to hear our questions and our issues talked about, not, you know, women being talked about badly. But in my opinion, Kate, the debate is more important about seeing how people reply under pressure. Because during the entire campaign, they're going to be able to, especially in this age of internet information, you know, they can put out why and wherefore for whatever the reason they stand for this and that, for, you know, pages and pages on the internet. If you want to know why Rand Paul stands for this or why Trump stands for that, it's on the internet, you know, hundreds and thousands of words. But if you want to see the person who is going to be in the hot seat, in the most important office in the world, how is he going to react under pressure? The best thing you can do, the only thing we can really do, is watch him in the pressure cooker of a debate. And so I would rather have tough questions, even if they're not the questions I want to hear, and I want the left wing to hear and the rest of America to hear. I want to see how they perform. And if he's a front runner, he needs to expect to get brushed back at the plate. You know? He needs to expect the toughest pitches. That's the way that works. If you're the front runner, you know, you don't get any breaks. You know, you are the bullseye. And like I said, those two questions about bankruptcy and women, please. You know, he's been asked that a million times in his life, you know? So...
That's true. That's true. He has been. I mean, the bankruptcy thing especially, he's been asked that a million times. He always says the same thing. He never personally went bankrupt. Companies did. He took advantage of the correct laws of the United States. He was saying that on the stage, and he always answers it that way and says that's what the laws we have in place.
Right. And these polls, you know, I put a poll up on your Facebook.
Cool.
It was the average of realclearpolitics.com.
That's a good one.
24%. Trump was at 24%, and now he's at 23%. So, you know, and these polls, like we said before, you know, it's like asking one person out of 200,000. The polls are not there to reflect our views. The polls are there to try and make us go one way or the other. It's just a game that they're playing. You know how, if you ever had a poll on television, you know how they ask the questions, leading you one way or the other. They want a certain answer. They get paid. They get paid. The people, you know, who's paying them? The people who want a certain, you know, answer. So these polls, they really mean very little, but I think maybe the other ways of you know, figuring out which way people are leaning, like number of hits and everything like that on the web page and stuff like that, you know. But anyway, thanks for the opportunity, Kate. Have a great night.
Tomas, that was good stuff, brother. Good stuff. Great call. He did hit the bullseye with what he was saying. He's right about Trump, and he's right about the debate. What is it you want to see in the debate besides maybe a little meaty answer? You want to see how they perform under pressure. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Trump, if you did have to vote today, I'm curious, who would you vote for? Because I've heard from a lot of people who say, I don't like the choices, I don't know, I'm going to vote. I hate to hear that more than anything. I just really believe in the process, and the more people that get involved, the more people that get passionate about it, it's your life, it's your taxes, it's our checkbooks, it's our future, it's our children, it's our grandchildren, it's our nieces, it's our nephews. What are we doing to protect what's happening here in the United States? That's why you have to be vigilant. You know, share that passion. Spread it. Spread it around. It's contagious. And I'll say it again, and I know this because I have talked to many people as I just made two trips to Washington. If you want to get some sort of satisfaction, you know how you get satisfaction? You get satisfaction in starting a phone tree, lighting a fire under the person that represents you when something just so disagrees with you, it just eats at your soul. Something that's happening either in your state or it's an issue that's coming out of Washington, D.C. That's why you have a representative. Blow up their phone lines. In other words, everybody's calling, everybody's sending faxes. So there is power in that. because that's when the elected person, who doesn't want to lose the gig, frankly, stands up and takes notice and has to pay attention to what the constituents want. And 25 seems to be the number. You know, if you want to talk about numbers that matter, because that's a lot when people are just texting all the time now and don't do things as much where they call. So if enough people call, it would make a huge difference. A huge difference. All right, and talking about Trump, and the other candidates are asked about Trump, Ben Carson talked about the uproar over Trump, and he said it's not about political correctness. He said that's not what it's about. Instead, what he says is, he was on Meet the Press, and he said that to him, he said, I think that may be a difference between political correctness and, you know, courteous speech. When he was asked about Trump's characterization of Megyn Kelly as having blood coming out of her everywhere. So Carson says that, you know, here's the thing, he's his view, because he's had to be reeled in from criticism. And he's been targeted for some of the things that that he's said. And he says he views this as the overly sensitive reactions from liberals when conservatives feel free to express themselves. I don't know. Is there some truth in that? Is there some truth in that? You know, I think there is some truth in that. Well, I mean, what's the definition of the word liberal? And is that different for all the labels we throw out there? Is that different from someone just saying they're a Democrat? Carson went on to say this, and I saw this. He said, what bothers me is when people say, you know, you can't say this word, you can't say this phrase, you can't even think that, you can't express this. And he said, it's very difficult for people to have an honest conversation if they can't express themselves. But in no way do I advocate saying mean things about people. This, that has nothing to do with political correctness. So that's what he was saying. He wasn't being courteous. He said, forget the political correctness thing. That's nonsense. It's about him being courteous, and that was, Trump wasn't doing that. That he wasn't doing that. Here's the deal with Ben Carson. He so redeemed himself, but with his closing statement. But if you were to handicap it, in fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it here. Over the weekend, I talked to my pal who has been on America Tonight many, many times in the past. His name is R.J. Bell, and he's been in Vegas, I think, ever since he graduated from college. And he does a site called pregame.com, RJ does. And RJ gave me the odds of what would happen in the world of politics if who's going to win and how much you have to put down and what are the odds. And the odds on the Ben Carsons of the world are not really that good. They're not, I'm sure, I know you're shocked by this, but they're not very good. And what's the reason for that? Well, the reason for that is because of what we're seeing in the, what we're seeing with headlines, what we're seeing with who people are paying attention to, and they're not paying as much attention. I mean, the odds of him winning are off the charts, astronomical. You would have to put down a bunch of giant bars of gold for him to win. And of course, odds on politics and who's going to be president aren't up for the taking in the United States, but offshore they are, and in other countries, and in England, and in Ireland, and so many other countries. I mean, they'll bet on anything. And they are all over every single one of the candidates. And of the people running, every single person running, Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly comes out in the gambling halls on top. So she, there was all that talk of her slipping. But for what it's worth, the wise guys don't feel that way. The wise guys are still putting Hillary Clinton in a position of winning the whole thing. And no matter who you put her up against, it's the same deal. She comes out on top. Be interesting as we swing into January to see if anything changes there. And also if Joe Biden jumps into the race, does that make a difference for the Democrats or not? Does it make a difference at all? And if you're Rents Priebus and you're running the Republican show, what is it you... I mean, here's a great question. If you're him, what are you doing? What are you doing differently? I mean, they moved up the convention so there wouldn't be all this lag time in between. They're trying to reach out to younger people. He's trying to keep it together with the whole Trump thing. But if you're in charge, if you're the head of that deal, what is it you're doing to keep a lid on everything and to also be somehow unique and different? Something that draws people in a very cluttered space. We have cluttered headspace right now, don't we? We get hit in all directions. So what is it that gets through? If you're Priebus, what is it that's working? And even after the Republican debate, of course, there were even places where you could go on almost any website, I think, where you could answer the question, who won the Republican debate? And then the questions, the follow-up questions tended to be, who did you think, you know, who did you vote for in the last election? Who won the Republican debate? That kind of thing. In trying to crunch the numbers. Walker, Cruz, Paul, Huckabee, Rubio, Kasich, Bush, Christie, Carson, Trump. Who were the top four? And in the end, does it matter? Whoever has the most boulders wins. Whoever has the most ammunition wins. Bernie Sanders thought that he was winning because there was huge crowds coming out for Bernie Sanders. And there still are crowds that are coming out for him. But this was in Seattle. They had to shut down his event in Seattle where there were people that were definitely Sanders backers. There was more than 15,000 people at a rally at the Alaska Airlines Arena in Seattle on Saturday night, the Vermont Senator's biggest crowd to date and the biggest of any candidate so far. But then the Black Lives Matter people came in and they were so disruptive, they decided with the protests they were just going to pull it down. They were going to say, okay, adios, everyone. Because the protesters would not let Sanders speak. It was ridiculous. Hang with us. Check in the mailbag. Your call's also next, 855-266-5283.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Feel it. Do it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it. Pieces of meat, but it makes no difference, cause it's not your
All right, you want to shake things up? What do you think, Donald Trump? Is he doing that? Is there enough in the tank for him to win this thing? Kay Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, all roads to Facebook, Twitter, and anything else go through AmericaTonight.net. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's take one right here before we head to the mailbag. Grim. Hello, Grim.
Oh, I hope you had a good weekend there, Kate.
I did. Did you?
Yeah, I might as well have been the egg out on the sidewalk.
It's so hot. I know. It was hot for me, too.
104 today.
I know.
Well, you know, you're under that same dome I'm in.
Yep.
No, I didn't mention after the debate that, I didn't say anything about who I thought won, but I pretty much went the same route. And the caller that you had call in pretty much before the debate, he was dead on everything, you know, a bunch of deer caught in headlights.
Yeah.
But, anyhow, personally, I'd have to go with Rubio. Then I'd have to go with Mr. Walker, and then maybe Mr. Paul, and then kind of sort of Trump. You know, that's the four I'd go with. Now the thing with Trump is, though, if you heard, you know, I didn't catch all your airing, but he lost his campaign manager.
Yes.
So, you know, I could tell him exactly, but, you know, it's going to cost him, and he's going to have to hire me. You know, I know exactly the route he needs to go. He's done wore out the immigrant debate right there. He's done wore that out. So, you know, to create more emphasis, he needs to go another route, and I know just how he should go. But that'll cost him.
You know just how he should go.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly how he should go. I know the overall, the macro and the micro picture, you know, from the way he started.
Right.
You know, like I said, you know, it's going to cost him. I'm kind of tired of making other people rich.
Yeah, if you want the secret to unlock the secret, then you need to call Grimm now.
But just a little bit on the lighter side with Hillary, you know, in this heat, you know, she needs to get down here in the South, you know, and do an outdoor debate down here or speech or something, you know. That way, you know, she can spontaneously combust in her blue light special Kmart pantsuit.
Oh, that's funny. You know, the crack about the pantsuit actually is funny. I don't understand why. Can she? Why don't they just have her wear a skirt? Can't she just wear a skirt?
I know exactly why she does that, because it looks like she's from Kmart, even though that's high end.
Right.
But she's appealing to the poor.
Right, because of the way she's dressing.
Well, the Clintons have always tried to appeal to the poor. Moved to Brooklyn, blah, blah, blah. When they're so filthy rich, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, all the money she got for speeches, $250,000 for speeches, a speech, a 45-minute speech.
How many flights? I can't dead recall it, but how much? And it was for free that Bill got for flying around the country.
Right.
Underneath his clothes, his ungodly air costs that he got. Of course, it's probably all first class. I think you mentioned that, and I think that's your exact word one night.
Yeah.
It was all first class.
Yep.
I sit there, I can't believe this, you know. I can't even get a ride in a horse and buggy for free.
That's funny. Come on, can you lend a brother some hand or something? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you made some good points. You're right.
But, you know, who I'd really like to see is Mike Huckabee, because I'd like to see the Christian, that silent majority out there of about 200,000 Americans, or I should say about 150, maybe 200 million Americans, get out and vote instead of just seeing these lousy 300,000 voters for each side.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I agree. And if more people got out and voted, it would really make a difference.
And if that's not the case, if they want to defeat this and Mike Huckabee, you know, with his Christian background can't get in there, then let's just go full bore, warp speed, whatever, straight into Sodom and Gomorrah with the rest of them, because they're all being shoved down our throat.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? It is true, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's
true in our neighborhoods. Yeah. It's craziness.
It's like I was telling Pat before I got on. I can remember when it started being, it's the lesser of two evils, I reckon. You know,
what a way to look at it, right?
Yeah, when people went to vote. It's just really, you know, 40 years, you know, because I'm counting the first 20, you know, not being able to vote, but 40 years of watching this and voting. Oh, man.
Yeah, can't beat that with the stick. I agree with you. Can't beat that at all, Grimm. As always, a lot of fun. You're kicking up some dust. I like it. Thanks, Grimm. So, we go back to that initial question again, and you heard Grimm stack his deck where he liked Rubio. I liked Rubio too, frankly, because I liked his answers. I felt like they were authentic, and I think he came out prepared, not in the spin way of politics, but just prepared like, hey, this is the deal, da, 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 da. Here's my family, here's who I am. If some of you have heard me talk about this before, and I liked his approach. I just really, really liked his approach, absolutely. So I was talking about this Bernie Sanders thing and how incredibly disheartening it must have been for him to go and see the kind of people that were coming out for him in Seattle, and then to have that all just blown up because of these protesters who disrupted his stop. They weren't going to let, I mean, at first the protesters weren't even letting Sanders speak, saying they would then, you know, why wouldn't he turn it over to them? The protesters wouldn't accept the deal of, can he talk and then maybe you say something? So, you know, this harassment, and then they just decided, okay, we're going to close this off, and we have to leave. And that's what happened over the weekend. The first stop of the day grounded to a halt. Grounded to a halt. And he's supposed to headline a rally cheering the 80th anniversary of Social Security. But what can you do? I mean, it was the Black Lives Matter people. And if you can't even hear what the person's saying, and they would have to change that around. And that's exactly what they did. And that was a smart thing to do. Very smart. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. In all seriousness, based on what you saw last week, would you be into Trump? Do you think Donald Trump might surprise a few people? I said this already, but if I'm Priebus, I am probably reaching out to him way more than Priebus is doing. Because if you're going to have any control over what happens, you have to be close to him. Otherwise, there's a lot of turmoil anyway, and people saying they have shows, all that kind of stuff filters into this. There's a lot of factors that filter into it, for sure. Absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to kick it to the mailbag. So we pushed the mailbag a little bit. Didn't want to make it a short segment because so many of you reacted to a lot of what's happening and has happened over the weekend. So we'll get your thoughts on that. And then also as well, Clinton Porter Hackney has another minute for us as he dives into his treasure chest of things that matter, politically speaking, in a way. Definitely politically speaking. And Clinton has his own particular spin, or brand is a better way to say it, brand on some of the funniest things I think I've ever heard. Not funny, but I wanted to give a tribute to him. The firefighter of the U.S. Forest Service having to announce the 21-year-old Michael Hallenbach died after being hit by a tree fighting a wildfire near Lake Tahoe, California. One of, you know, basically 20 fires, huge infernos that have just ripped up the Golden State so far. So they're having their own issues, and some of that could be due to rain, could be due to some other factors. I know anytime we're talking about situations in Texas, we're talking about the drought and then massive rain and then coming out on the other side of it, and now you've got other conditions to deal with, and then you mix that in, and the wrong thing that accidentally happens can really explode in less than a minute. So sadly, in this case of the forest fighter, he was digging in, he was helping out, the tree was weak, couldn't get out of it in time, and the tree falls on him. Oh, awful, awful story there. All right, coming up, we got the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to
America Tonight, coming up on the show. Tomorrow we're going to talk with Chris Carberry, who's determined to make that trip to Mars. Chris Carberry, he has those NASA roots, so we'll talk to him about what's happening. What about the crazy price tag for astronauts to hitch a ride on the backs of the Russians to get to the International Space Station? I'm sure he has some thoughts on that. For sure. I mentioned Bernie Sanders leaving the stage event disrupted by the Black Lives Matter protesters, and the campaign shut it down. The numbers of people there were huge before all that happened. Absolutely huge. And I'm just wondering along the way, is anybody a little nervous about 108 people getting Legionnaire's disease in New York City? Believe it or not, I got a few emails on that. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one from Molly, who says, Kate, long time no speak. How you be? How's America tonight? I thought of you because of this Legionnaires thing, and I remember you grew up in Philadelphia, so I'm sure you heard many tales about Legionnaires' disease, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to trifle with it. 108 people have Legionnaires' disease in New York. What would that be like, knowing the outcome of what happened in Philly all those years ago? Oh, I can tell you that. It'd be frightening as all get out. To your core, it would shake you. Are you kidding? And of course, because you know what the deal is. So it'd be awful. It'd be awful, awful, awful. I can't think of, I mean, that's the word for it. It just would be terrible. Terrible if that happened. See, we kind of jump around here and go to a couple of different things that many of you have sent. How about this one? This one is from Chester. I love that name. Chester. Chester says, Kate, what, no love for my Atlanta Falcons? There is love to go around when it comes to the NFL, but I think you got to stay in the lane. You got to pick a team, not seven or eight different teams. So that's the what's the haps there. I think now more than ever, the people around the people running have to be incredible at social media, have to be really good at getting the word out, however it is. Instagram is big for 20-somethings. Whatever the medium, just someplace there getting as much message out as possible. I don't think that's their philosophy, but I think that's what I would do if I were in that situation. How about this one from Timothy? Hey, America, tonight. It's been rough these last 3 weeks, and then the debate, I was so excited to see it, and I thought it was a flop. It just didn't feel like the great debates we had last time. Maybe this was kind of a tune-up, but I like the idea of super pointed questions at whoever. I think it was smart, and maybe it would shake somebody out, but it looks like everybody's staying in until they're told this is it. Yeah, good point. Do you go along to get along, or do you rock the boat because you can? I say you rock the boat because you can, because it's backing up something that truly is your belief system. Because if it truly comes from you, then obviously it would resonate. And that's what the difference is, and that's what people forget, that it's easy to sniff out when it's not, you know, when it's not the right deal of what's being said. Easy, easy, easy. All right, here's one from Rick. Kate, I've been listening to the show. It's been really fun. You talk about a whole bunch of different things. You had some great guests lately. I like the variety. Keep the variety that makes your show unique compared to so many others when they either have the same people on who say the same things or they don't have anyone on. And it's not quite as interesting, even if they are entertaining, depending on who the people are that we're talking about. And I'm not going to mention a whole bunch of names. Whatever happened to those teenagers in Florida? You were talking about them a bunch, and you were talking about your family and water safety and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, thanks for that. And, you know, it's they say that they haven't had any new clues. They found life vests. I mean, these kids are gone. They're gone. They vanished, and the sea swallowed them up. It's a hard reality to accept. I can't even imagine. 14 years old. I mean, that's the launching point of becoming a man, right? And going off to high school and all of that. And the Coast Guard spent 1 week looking for Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos. They went missing on July 24th. Then they did a private search. But the family called it off on Saturday because they say there's no credible evidence or clues or anything to help them search. The family said that their hope becomes their prayer, that the boys will one day be returned to them. And they say they're starting a foundation in honor of the boys that will promote youth boating education. I think that's great because then they can get involved in that in that cause because it personally touched them. You know, there were people that came out and they were blaming the parents. Like, how do you let the parents go off? I mean, how do you let the kids go off? And, you know, how do you know that where they're going? I mean, at some point, and that's what they kept emphasizing, that they were experienced. They certainly didn't just let them get in the boat when they had no idea what they're doing. And you know, who knows? Something could have just gone wrong that was unexpected. I always say the example of the rogue wave, because I've been in that rogue wave situation, and I was not 14, but I was 18, and I was on a boat with somebody. We were fine, and the boat didn't flip, but it was a rogue wave thing, and if I had been, like, standing up or on the back or something, who knows, I would have flipped over, and I didn't have a life jacket on then. So things happen, terrible things happen when you're out in the middle of nowhere with nobody around you, and sometimes it's just a weird, you know, it's just a weird freak accident. I do really feel for the parents. That it has to be just terrible. And it's good that they've decided, okay, we're calling it off, we're going to be proactive and do something in their name, and I think that's the road to recovery. And you know, it doesn't look like they're going to anytime soon have, you know, unless something else happens, but they don't have bodies, they don't have any of that, and that's got to be the worst part of this whole thing. They have no clue what happened. All right, how about this one from Christian? Hey, Kate, you got to really feel for those people in California battling the wildfires. I don't think America realizes how serious they are when you have firefighters from all over the place flying in to help, because there's just too much to try to contain. I mean, these are some terrible, terrible fires. Yeah, they are. And we're talking about in Northern California, about 10,000 firemen are fighting 20 wildfires. And remember, California is in a drought. That makes it that much worse, because the fire just munches on it, just munches on everything around it. That is so many firemen. So battling that, oh, and then when a new one crops up, it's awful. But there's no other way. I mean, they've got to fight it. So, of course, now, there have been a couple of people that have lost their life fighting the fire. And you could go back to June 30th. There was a firefighter from Rapid City, South Dakota that was killed. He's scouting the area for ways to fight it. He was on temporary assignment since June in Cali, when he was an assistant fire management officer for the Big Valley Ranger District. So, I mean, yeah, guys flying in, fighting the fire, and not coming out. Depressing. Our thoughts go out to their families, certainly. Hey, and to you, thanks so much for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.